morning to everyone in the Diocese of Orange and elsewhere in Southern California. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. We're coming to you through the good offices of Immaculate Heart Radio today and every Thursday morning from 11 to noon from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove. I'm Patrick Mott. Well, at some time in all of our lives, we all have to come to grips with the subject of mortality, ours or that of someone we care about. And it falls to us to make decisions about such things as funeral arrangements, services, and cemeteries and the like, to make sure that the wishes of our family members or our own wishes are carried out and that these final arrangements are handled sacramentally and with grace and dignity. That's the specialty of our first guest this morning, Mike Wessner. Mike is the director of cemeteries for the Diocese of Orange, and he knows that much of the burden of this kind of planning can be relieved by not waiting until such arrangements are immediately necessary, but by giving the subject some thorough attention well in advance when emotion doesn't play such a major role. Mike, thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, to begin with, what is the advantage of Catholic cemeteries and the atmosphere and the services they offer to Catholic individuals and families?
Well, Catholic cemeteries are intended and designed and developed for Catholics. We have, the belief in the resurrection, the communion of saints, all of our images and statues and design of the cemetery is in the thinking of the Catholic Church. For instance, at Holy Sepulchre Cemetery, we have all the bishops buried and the priests that have passed away are buried there. We have the Servites. We have the Sisters of St. Joseph. And most of the prominent Catholics in the diocese have been buried there and in our other Catholic cemeteries. And that's in recognition of the fact that we identify with the traditions and the beliefs and the wishes of Catholics.
Well, when you walk into a Catholic church and you are Catholic and you recognize the accoutrements of the church, you immediately recognize it as a Catholic church. I imagine the same thing would happen if you walked onto the grounds of a Catholic cemetery.
Exactly. The cemeteries are viewed in the same manner as a church. It's a sanctuary. It's a place where we can pray. We can we believe look up toward the Holy Spirit and hope that our loved ones are together with God.
Well, we've got a handful of very fine cemeteries in the diocese. Tell us a little bit about each one of them.
Well, Holy Sepulchre is our main cemetery, our largest cemetery. It, as I mentioned, it takes care of our parish priests and bishops and many of the orders in the diocese. It does the largest volume of burials. And it's a beautiful location looking over the mountains, and it's in the city of Orange, East Orange, Orange Park Acres area. We have Good Shepherd Cemetery, which is in Huntington Beach. It's right next to the parish of
St. Vincent de Paul.
Exactly,
right?
St. Vincent
yes.
de Paul.
Yes.
And we have, again, many Catholics buried there. That's our second most active cemetery. It's a great location. We also have Ascension Cemetery down in Lake Forest. It's a smaller, it's only about 20 acres, but it handles our South County parishioners, and it's, again, it's smaller, but it handles the smaller communities down there.
And most recently, we are also able to offer the cemetery right here on the grounds of Christ Cathedral, yes?
Correct. We acquired the Christ Cathedral campus a couple of years ago, and with that came the Cathedral Memorial Gardens. Again, a very small, little over 1 acre site, very mm-hmm. compact, has, you know, mausoleum, ground burial, cremation, glass front niches, it offers all of the options that our Catholics would want in burial or disposition.
Well, I want to talk about those options for a minute. There may be more options available at cemeteries than most people think, both for full body burial and cremation. Tell us a little bit about what is available for both of those approaches.
Well, interesting with cremation, so many Catholics still believe that cremation is prohibited in the Catholic Church.
Right,
but that's not true. I mean, up until the Vatican II, it was. It loosened the rules on cremation. And up until recently, you weren't allowed to have the cremated remains in the parish, but as of about 10, 15 years ago, you are allowed to have the cremated remains present at the church and at the funeral mass. So the general population, we see 62% of Californians being cremated. Mm-hmm. Catholics are following that trend, but a bit behind, at about 30-35%. So we're seeing more and more cremation, and we try to get the message out that cremation is acceptable in the Catholic Church, but many Catholics still don't know that. In the Catholic Church, the preference is for full body, mm-hmm. but we do accept cremated remains, and we provide niches, columbarium, glass front, granite front niches, to where you can place cremated remains at the Catholic cemeteries. There is a trend of scattering or putting your cremated remains of your loved one on the mantle. That is not in keeping with the way the Catholic Church teaches. We teach the cremated remains should be handled and treated in the same respect and decorum as a full body. So a full body would go into a Catholic cemetery. It would not be scattered.
Right.
It would not be scattered at sea. It would not be scattered over the golf course. You know, some of them do that.
Yep.
The golf players, you know, they like that. But no, the cremated remains should be treated in the same manner as a full body and buried in a cemetery, and preferably a Catholic cemetery.
Right. And full body as well. There are options for this. A lot of people think, okay, you've got in-ground burial and that's it. But there are other options, true?
Just with full body and cremated remains, we have in-ground grave burial, full mm-hmm. body cremation. You have mausoleum
right.
for full body. The cremation aspect of that is called niches or columbarium. It's a wall of cremated remain spaces, usually behind granite, mm-hmm. Where you can memorialize your loved one, or go into a building where we have glass front niches. And families buy a very nice urn that can be displayed. You can see it through the glass front. You can also place a couple keepsakes, rosary, maybe a small picture or statue of something to commemorate, memorialize your loved one. We offer those options. It depends on what the family really wants and what they value.
I was really impressed with the glass front option for the urns that was shown in the video you made for mm-hmm. OCCatholic.com. Some of those urns were very ornate and very mm-hmm. beautiful, and there's just enough room in those little glass niches for, as you say, keepsakes, mm-hmm. memorabilia that reminds mm-hmm. you of the person. It's a very nice tradition.
Yeah, it has proven popular in the general public. It's relatively new, again, to the Catholic, because we've been kind of behind the curve with cremation. But as people see it, they're like, well, geez, I never thought of that. That's a really nice option mm-hmm. that we have. And it's indoor. It's usually in a space that's covered. You know, we keep the place clean, and then there's mm-hmm. places to sit down. We even have kneelers there if you want to move them over and pray at the place of burial. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's nice.
Excellent. To get to the subject that I mentioned kind of at the top of our segment here, you've seen people making cemetery arrangements, I'm sure, on the spur of the moment, and you've also seen people get things in place years in advance. What's the advantage of that second approach over the first one?
The advanced?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the advanced is, you know, you're making decisions at a time when you can make those decisions, when you can think straight, when you're not under stress or grief, mm-hmm. You're not under financial pressure. You can make those decisions when you have a lot of other family around helping you. And again, thinking with a clear mind and a clear choice and a clear decision and clear of the financial impacts of it. And it also helps us. I mean, as people that help arrange funerals, it's better to help somebody that is of clear thought than helping somebody that's just lost someone, especially suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And they make
mm-hmm.
decisions and they don't remember the decisions. They regret some of the decisions. They forget about the financial aspect. When you do it in advance, you can plan out the payment plan. You know, you can consider all the options with a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier on the family. I mean, even on your children. You know, I've had to make arrangements for my parents, and they prearranged. And it's so much easier when the decisions have been made. The parents, you know what they want. They've told you. They've planned it. All you need to do is show up, sign the paperwork, and it's a very much easier way to go.
Well, briefly, in the minute we have left, what is the cost of some of this? Now, you can go right straight to the moon as far as planning for this sort of thing, or you can do it without breaking the bank. What are some of the, briefly, some of the options there?
We go the full spectrum. You know, we even accommodate the needy, the financially challenged, the hard-pressed with charity. If someone qualifies for a charity bearer, we ask that their parish priest qualify them, because we don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. The parish priest would know this family if they're of need. And we would accommodate with a charity burial. We would accommodate with special arrangements of payment plans on a modestly planned funeral. And you can go up, as you said, the spectrum goes up to $100,000, $150,000 for a beautiful family estate.
Right.
We run the whole spectrum.
Well, to conclude here, for people who want more information or who might want to sit down with a cemetery representative, where do they go and whom do they call?
Well, the best place to go to is our online. It's OCCEM.org.
That's OCCEM.org, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That has all the information, the phone numbers, the contact information. If you want information on the variety of locations, arrangements, phone numbers, for any question, that's the best place to go.
Excellent. OCCEM.org. Mike Westner, many thanks again for taking time to be with us today and for offering our listeners so much valuable information on making advance cemetery arrangements and the options you and your staff offer.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we'll be hearing from our friend Tita Smith about a unique summer camp where the counselors have as much fun as the kids, and everybody wants to come back. Stay with us.